Jazz 91.9, Atlanta's Jazz Station. That's, of course, Herbie Hancock and the Watermelon Man. He'll be doing that tonight, I'm sure. We'll be looking forward to that. And we have a lot of other things to look forward to as well. It is homecoming weekend. We've got a lot of people in town coming in to celebrate. And it's always good to have some of the success stories from Clark Atlanta University to stop in and give of their time as well as their knowledge and information and good looks and all of that stuff. In the studio with me this morning is a very special alumni of Clark Atlanta University, Nagace Lee Kay. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, and I love how you said my name. That's perfect.
I did good.
You did great.
Oh, wow. Okay, good, good. I was so concerned about that because, you know, the name to a person is the sweetest sounds to their ears. I want to make sure that I had it correct.
Thank you.
But, you know,
it's of Ethiopian origin, so you really said it great.
Okay, and you know what? Oh, Dananish. See, all right. But anyway, you know, I'm kind of excited for more than one reason is because you are groundbreaking, history making, and it's incredible to have alumni of Clark Atlanta University do what you've done, and your career is indeed one to be admired. Multi-award winning writer and director, and one of the first African-American women filmmakers to have a movie distributed by a major Hollywood studio. Wow.
How exciting, and I'm how humbled by that, by all those accolades.
Yeah.
Only by the grace of God.
Yes.
Yes, but it started right here at CAU.
Yeah.
That is where every tree that has grapefruit has deep roots, and my roots are from Clark Atlanta University.
That's awesome. And, you know, when you talk about Clark Atlanta University and how it started, did you have any idea that it would land you these type of awards?
I actually had dreams of that. Hey. So, you know, and now the dreams become a reality. And that's one of the reasons I came back for homecoming to show my new film. I know we're going to talk about my new film. But one of the reasons I came back was just to encourage and inspire students that where you sit from the dream perspective can become a reality. I am, you know, one facet of your future, which means, you know, those accolades, you will have those.
Yeah. And, you know, it's perseverance and, of course, hard work. And you have a big project, as you mentioned earlier, with a movie that's scheduled to be released in 2018. But you're going to do something extra special.
Yes, I am screening it, giving a sneak preview for homecoming. And Ms. Donna Brock, she invited me out to come and screen the movie for the students. And I said, absolutely. And they said, for free? I was like, now, wait a minute. But I said, for Clark Atlanta University, absolutely. It's all love. And for any alumni listening to your show, I want them to come on out. It's a free screening today of the movie. It's called Everything But a Man.
Yeah, so tell us about that. Because, first of all, let me say this. Now, you, of course, had your first project, Fat Girls, okay?
Yes, with Monique, who lives right here in ATL. Yes.
All right, and now you're moving on to this project, and tell us about it, though.
Yes. This project stars Monica Calhoun. If any of your listeners out there have seen The Best Man, The Best Man Holiday, and The Players Club, Monica Calhoun is a very strong actress, so she's the lead in this. And this film is what the title suggests. It's about a woman who has everything but a man. And although I could say it lightheartedly, this is a serious issue in the Black community. There's so many single, successful women who are lonely and looking for love and don't know why. And they're 25 and 35 and 45 and 55 and wondering, where is, you know, my knight in shining armor?
And how did you come up with this concept?
You know, looking around, I think more so than any other racial group, African-American women have this thing where, you know, a lot of us don't have the love that we deserve and are looking for. And I said, this needs to be a film. And I made it a comedy comedy, drama, romance, so it can be an exciting topic to explore in a dramatic way instead of just like a documentary or something.
I see, and I'm sure doing your research and doing that, you have probably come up with your own personal opinion as to why so many successful black women by themselves. And what do you think that is?
You know, it's a complicated answer, and I think there's multiple reasons, but what makes this film unique is that a lot of the reasons, even you as a black man, you've heard a lot of times we black women are pointing to the man, a man shortage, or the men who are available have certain statistics, and we've all heard that, and that's kind of a tired trope, you know, hearing what's wrong with the black man and all that stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with the black man. I love him.
Amen.
So one of the things that I wanted to address in this film was what we call strong black women. And although I love being a strong black woman, I want to kind of tweak that definition of what strong means. Mm-hmm. Strong is good, tough is not.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make that distinction in a movie to say to myself and to sisters and to women that tough, especially when it comes to a relationship, ain't a good thing.
Right.
And that ain't strength.
Sure.
You know, so I wanted to kind of in a fun, thought-provoking way explore that topic.
You know, it seems like, and we were having a conversation about this prior to you coming, and it seems like some of the stuff that happens is because it's psychologically scarred maybe during the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old period and being able to really move on past that, because if not, you carry that with you for the rest of your life, type of thing. So
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right. And so, you know, it stems from slavery. I mean, you know, we ain't got a pussyfoot about it. It stems from slavery, and we as a people have been wounded, and those wounds, you know, during the 60s, after around the civil rights movement time, the women's movement came, women's liberation, and it was like, black women ain't never, you know, liberation. We've never had a chance as a group to sit at home and be taken care of and be protected and provided for,
right.
You know? And so just when other white women basically were getting their liberations and said, we want to work, we were like, hey, hold on. I want to relax for a second. So we never got a break. And so those come with, you know, wounds. Womanly, you know, and I think it's great that women can work and want to work if they do, but I think it's also fine, ladies, to cook for your man and treat your man like a king and serve your man.
Yes, absolutely, all of those things, and it just goes to the many attributes that the women have. In addition to that, that makes you and every woman so strong. The strength and resolve, it's just unbelievable, second to none, and I think that it lives within the embodiment of a black woman because of those things that you just mentioned.
Yes, I think black women, you know, for reasons that we've, historical reasons, we're the strongest women on the planet. But once again, I want to say, let's not cross that line into being tough. You know, let's try to find that balance.
Right.
Now, you can be tough in the workplace and, you know, kick behind in the workplace.
Right.
But
that's
when you come home to your man, there's nothing wrong with gender roles.
We're equal. Yeah.
We're equal. I'm not saying we're not equal, but there's nothing wrong with gender roles.
I love it. That's so awesome. Very well said.
Yeah, and I give an example sometimes to women who, you know, are a little, maybe we get misguided sometimes and think, forget that, I don't need a man or whatever, or, you know, I'm equal to a man. I say, okay, sisters, let me give you an analogy, right? You're lying in the bed with your man at night, maybe it's the middle of the night, you sleep or whatever, and then a strange sound is at the door and it sounds like somebody's breaking in. Now, if your man looks over at you and says, baby, we equal, so you get the door this time, go check on the danger. how will you look at that man? Or do you expect him to get his behind up and go check?
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
We have expectations of men, so I don't think there's anything wrong if they have expectations
sure.
of us.
Absolutely. And very well said. And I think it really gives a lot of credence to you and your premiere that you're going to be having for all the students in Clark Atlanta alumni. And I think that this builds up to what's going to be a wonderful screening.
I'm so excited. So if your listeners, ain't working today, or maybe they want to take off work, come to the screening. It's at 2:50 today, because y'all got to be on time. 2:50 today at Clark Atlanta University, the Student Center. It's going to be a great screening. I'm going to be there for a Q&A, and everybody can come on out. Bring your friends. It's free to the public and Clark Atlanta University alumni and current students.
Yeah, and they can come enjoy it. They don't have to worry about being tough, okay? See, that word can be so misleading because, we grew up with the tough love and all of that. So, again, this is a wonderful event, and it's so nice of you to be able to premiere this. Even though this is something special, it's coming out in 2018. So that is incredible.
Yes, and, big ups to Dr. Eichelberger. He was my teacher, and he's still here today.
Yes, he is.
And
he's my man, too, right? Yeah.
Woo, 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 Dr. E. big up. He was my film teacher and the only film teacher I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So, being in his class, I know I got on his nerves because I was challenging the lessons and all that stuff
as
and giving him
should.
A hard time.
That's right. As you should.
But I'm here and I want to encourage the students who are listening. If you have a dream, whatever it is in the media, you want to be like Morris up in the booth, as a radio star.
Yeah, come on.
Or you want to be a director or an actor, whatever you want to be like. If you're here at CAU right now, plant those roots deep. Build your tribe. Get a group together of like-minded students who don't have the skills you have and you don't have what they have and vice versa. And y'all bring those skills together. And when you go out into the workplace, go out into the world, you can bust it wide open and be successful. But build it here. This is truly your university and your place to make mistakes and learn your craft and get your identity.
Yeah, and that's so well said, and it's so important for people to hear that and then be able to see what you've accomplished. And I always like to say this, success leaves footprints, Booker T. Washington quote, because it really does. And dreaming is something that everybody should always do and never stop.
Yes, it does. And I don't want anybody out there listening who has aspirations to be intimidated by the marketplace right now. How am I going to make it? I don't know nobody. I came from Oakland, California. My mom was part of the civil rights movement, as well as my father. We didn't have no money. I grew up in the projects, but my parents, they were like, you need to get an education. And my mom, who didn't have really the money to send me to college, saved up so I could come to a HBCU. And I'm just like, oh my God, it was the best thing I could have ever had. So big ups to my mom, Miss Rose, for sending me to a black college and spending all her money. I hope today, right now, she's sitting here with me in studio, she feels it was a good investment to make.
Oh, wow. And that's great. That's great. And I'm so glad that you're here with her so she can hear you say those words as well. Got to make mom proud as well.
And all you students out there, make your mama and daddies proud. Do good here. Don't just hang out. Do good. And what I was saying is, don't be scared of if you don't know anybody. I didn't know anybody. I didn't have money. But that's why it's important to build that tribe and to learn, discover what your passions are and get your identity in terms of what you want to do and what your strengths are. And nothing can stop you. And you always hear nothing can stop you. But it's the analogy would be, if you're climbing a big mountain, don't look up at the top and be like, oh my God, how am I going to get there? If you just look at the step in front of you, it won't look like a mountain. It's going to look like a straight line. It'll look flat. And so each step is a flat step. And then when you get to the top, you're like, wow, look how far I've climbed up.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And, being able to take advantage of your environment as well. There's a lot of things that's happening culturally with diverse groups in places that people come from or are living, like Atlanta, you from Oakland, however you had an area like San Francisco, being able to absorb that and bring that in and also be creative from some of the things that you've seen. Living in that type of environment.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And now Atlanta's that mecca.
Sure.
And so for all the students out, you know, everybody that lives in Atlanta, I mean, they're right in the middle of a mecca right here. You ain't got to even necessarily, you don't got to move to Hollywood anymore.
That's
can do it right here. Tyler's right here. Will Packer's right here. I mean, you got huge productions going on out here. You got Atlanta, the show.
Yeah.
I mean.
This is the new Hollywood.
This is. Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, and you're on the ground floor if you're here right now.
Yeah. And it's so much. There's so many opportunities that people can take advantage of. A lot of times they don't even realize it. But, yeah, it can happen. All it takes is effort.
Yeah, it takes effort and not being an island. I can't stress enough. Tribe. That means you cannot do it alone. I've tried to do things alone. Like, you know, forget everybody else, I'm going to do it alone. But when you're, you know, you just can. It takes a village, and they say to raise a child, but it takes a village to raise a dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
You know?
Sure.
So the adult version of a dream is reality, mm-hmm. you know, coming into manifestation. Mm-hmm. And the way to do that is to build your village and your tribe.
That's awesome. Well, again, wow, this has just been a wonderful conversation. Of course, the Q&A will be great for you as well. Go ahead and tell them again the info, because they need to be a part of this. What's your event?
Yes, so the event today is a free screening open to the public and Clark Atlanta University alumni and students, a free screening, movie screening of Everything But a Man, starring Monica Calhoun and Jimmy Jean-Louis. You guys might know him from the TV show Claws and Heroes and my first film, Fat Girls. And the screening is today at 3 o'clock. I said 2:50 because, you know, sometimes we be on CP time. You got to get parking and all that. The screening is today, 3 o'clock, and it will be a Q&A directly following afterwards.
All right. Well, that is so awesome. We're talking to Nagase Lee Kay. Of course, she's a history maker, multi-award winning writer, director. Incredible, and one of the first African-American women filmmakers to receive a movie distributed by a major Hollywood studio. Wow, to be able to say that feels good, and nothing but the best of success for you as well.
Thank you, Morris. Thank you. I hope to be back here as soon as the film's released in theaters.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be even more exciting, because then people will actually be like, hey, I remember this. This is great. And now they can put the two together, and they'll be like, wow, what a great body of work.
That's right. Come on out and support us today at Clark Atlanta University Student Center.
All right. Sounds good. And shouts out to Donna Brock over there, looking great as she always does. And we want to thank you again, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Our time now, 9:37.